Hello and welcome to PeopleCert Q1 2024 results. My name is Melissa, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note this conference is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be in a listen-only mode. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the presentation. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. If you require assistance at any point, you may press star zero to be connected to an operator. I'll now turn the call over to Mr. Byron Nicolaitis, Founder and CEO. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us for the Q1 2024 results. I'm Byron, Founder and CEO of PeopleCert, and together with me is George Ganetsos, CFO, and Petros, whom most of you know. So moving on to the presentation, going on to slide number 5. You have received the presentation. We had a good Q1. Our revenue in Q1 is at 30 million pounds, which is 6% up versus Q1 2023. And this is up without any price increases, so it's a net increase. And LTM March 2024 is 122 million +1% versus LTM of December 2023. We see also a significant improvement on the EBITDA. Q1 is +12%. This reflects the cost savings that we've implemented in the last few months of 2023. We had discussed this the previous call. And LTM 2024, the EBITDA is +3% versus LTM December. And also, on LTM basis, our margin has improved from EBITDA margin from 56%-57%. Our net debt is at 179 million pounds. Our cash is at 77 million pounds versus 78 million pounds in December. In Q1 2024, we had four adverse effects because the business continues to generate cash, but we paid the interest in March. We had some dividend payout as expected as previous years. We had an acquisition, a small acquisition, and at the same time, we had also an adverse effect on the pound, so it's slightly higher. However, net debt to EBITDA is 2.59 times versus 2.72, and March 2021 was 4.1 times. Some highlights of the business: we had a strong Q1. The EBITDA margin is back to historical levels. It's 60%+. We had an acquisition, not a very big one, but an important going forward acquisition on LanguageSet. We acquired a language company in India. We secured the 60 million revolving credit facility. We have been discussing about this. It's 20 + 40 million. The subscription membership is significantly up in Q1 versus Q1 last year. It's up 200%. And also, something that we're working as a result of transitioning and significant transformation. Now, this is not anymore from Axelos sites. We have been able to transform and improve those initiatives of the subscription, and now we're in the PeopleCert site. It has been technically something that was difficult, but now it's there and will continue to improve. We have rebranded our products, and we have a new product taxonomy. We continue to have the investment in new products, updates, and translation. Also, we see improvements across the business operation through the AI initiatives and solutions we have implemented last year. And last but not least, our transformation across the board continues across the organization. We said that 2023 and 2024 are going to be transformation years. Moving on to slide 6, I'm not going to go over the highlights for the new ones that joined first time they can learn more about this. On the light side, our revenue is 122 million. EBITDA 69 million last 24 months, March 20, last 12 months, March 24. EBITDA margin is 57%, cash flow conversion at 86%, slightly up from 85, and net debt to EBITDA at 2.59 times. And then you can also see the revenue breakdown by product. You saw the exams are further going down below 60, first time, 58%. And you can see the exams revenue by business line, the seasonality over there as well, the geography and the channel. Moving on slide number 7. Here you can see the revenue, and as we discussed last time, you can see the normalized revenue as well on 21, 22, and 23, because this is as a result of the acquisition. So you can see on the notes that January 22 revenue is up 101% above the average of previous January's, reflecting the new commercial policy that was initiated in February 22, not in January. So we have a very strong January on 2022, and a very strong December on 2022, which reflects the significant price increases of January 23, which is a pull-forward effect. So those are adjustments that we have made after the acquisition of Axel in September 21. As a result of the above, the normalized year-on-year increases, 2022 instead of 48% is at 31%, and 2023 versus 2022 is at 16% instead of 2%. And you can see this on our numbers, which are on the bars, which are reflected on the gray. The gray is the normalized one. On the product footprint, you can see again how the other products on top of the exams are increasing as percentage. In Q1 2024, the main reflection here is that you can see that the exams is at 58% and the content is 23%. Of course, subscription, as mentioned earlier, is doing exceptionally well, but versus 22, because it was subscription increase towards the end of the year, and we'll see, I think, the coming quarters. Q1 is still at 2%, but it's still 200% up versus Q1 of 2023. Slide number 9, you can see again the our cash position increasing and our net debt to EBITDA decreasing. Still, there's a small decrease in the net debt to EBITDA to 2.59, and this is in spite of the four adverse effects that I mentioned earlier, which were the payment of the interest rate in March, 8.5 million, the dividend, the effects, and the acquisition. On the financial evolution, you can see the numbers, but I'm passing right now to George to talk you through the numbers themselves.
Hello, Rian. We are moving on to slide 11. Here we are presenting the usual evolution of our financials. As you can see, we are maintaining our strong financial profile with our revenue being higher compared to the previous LTM period. Our EBITDA margin is close to 70 million with increased margin. Our CapEx remains in the area of 10 million, which is stable and as expected. As a result of the above, our free cash flow generation is strong and is almost 86% of EBITDA. Last but not least, our working capital was positive by 2 million. It's not a significant number, but it also helps financial profile of the organization. Therefore, all in all, we are maintaining our growth profile, our strong profitability, and strong cash generation. The result of the above mentioned is the improvement in our capital structure. We are now at 2.6 times net debt to EBITDA, and we believe that we will continue deleveraging in the coming quarters. In the next three slides, we are presenting our profit and loss account, our balance sheet, and our cash flow statement. In our website, you can find our press release, where we have a detailed commentary on the financial statements. This concludes our presentation, and we are happy to address any questions.
Thank you very much. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to register your question. If you would like to withdraw your question for any reason, you may press star 2. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow any questions to come through. As a reminder, it's star 1 to register your question. And it appears we have no questions coming through. I would like to turn it back over to Mr. Nikolaidis for any closing remarks.
Thank you very much. It's the first investor call that there are no questions at all. This reminds me of elementary school teacher when say if there are no questions, either he understood everything or he didn't understand anything. I hope the first one. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. All the best to all of you, and hope to see you in the end of July. So for some of you, it's going to be after vacation. For South Europeans like us, it's going to be before vacation. To all of you, have a good day, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.